Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I'll bring the third part to the message entitled, Ye Must Be Born Again. In John chapter number 3 and verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus said in John 3:7, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Jesus used the natural birth to illustrate the spiritual birth. John chapter number 16 and verse 21 tells of a natural birth. John 16:21, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy, that a man is born into the world. Consider these points. First of all, the travail and sorrow that precedes the natural birth. Once again, John 16, verse 21, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow. There is no spiritual birth without sorrow. There must be a conviction for sins before there is salvation. Number two, there is no salvation of a sinner without repentance. God wants a man to turn from sin to Christ. Number three, there is no salvation of a sinner without repentance and belief. If one has repented unto salvation, then he has had saving faith as well. If one has had saving faith, then he has repented unto salvation as well. Repentance is the turn from sin. Belief is the end of that turn. There was a tract by Dr. John R. Rice entitled, What Must I Do to Be Saved? I think I've read that there were over 40 million copies of that tract published. From that tract comes these words, To repent literally means to have a change of mind or spirit toward God and toward sin. It means to turn from your sins earnestly with all your heart and trust in Jesus Christ to save you. You can see then how the man who repents believes in Christ. The jailer repented when he turned from his sin to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In a message entitled Evangelistic Preaching, Dr. Rice gave these words, You must do something about sin. You must repent. Turn your heart away from sin. That is how Jesus preached. In a message entitled Prayers God Will Not Answer by Dr. Rice came these words, God demands repentance from sinners. No sinner is going to be saved who does not repent of his sins. A sinner must become conscious of his guilt, must confess his guilt before God, and must honestly turn his heart from sin. No one was ever saved who did not learn to hate sin and turn to seek God. God has an appointed way to get sinners to repent, and that is by the plain preaching of the Word of God. The Apostle Peter was a repentance preacher. The Apostle Paul was a repentance preacher. John the Baptist was a repentance preacher. Jesus Christ was a repentance preacher. And then, consider this point. There is no salvation without a belief in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. Consider this for an illustration. When Peter had walked on the water, but became afraid and began to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. This was a physical salvation. Peter did not call upon Jesus and his fellow disciples to save him from this physical danger. Peter did not call upon Jesus to remember his good works. Peter simply called out to Jesus Christ to save him, and God did save him from that physical danger. But the sinner is in a spiritual danger. The sinner is in danger of losing his soul to hell. But if the sinner shall cry out to Jesus Christ alone in repentance and faith, God shall save him. If a sinner cries out to and trusts in Jesus Christ and anyone else or anything else, God shall not respond by the salvation of his soul. A person must trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. And then consider this point. There is no salvation of a sinner without a change taking place in that sinner. The unchanged man is an unsaved man. Did you get that? The unchanged man is an unsaved man. Don't try to tell me that you got saved and you did not change. Whether the sinner is 10 years of age or 100 years of age at the time of salvation, he shall be changed. Christianity is an inside-out religion. God starts to change the person immediately upon his salvation inwardly. When I got saved, I changed immediately inwardly. Then I began to change outwardly. What if you lived in a very small place and someone else moved in and ate your food and sat on your furniture and wore your clothes and slept in your bed? What if a mere human being moved into your place and did those things? Do you think that you might notice that something is different? What if God Almighty took up residence in you? Do you think that you would notice that something is different? Certainly, certainly, certainly there would be changes made if God Almighty moved within a man. And when I got saved, God Almighty moved within me. I've said in the past, you could sooner hide a tornado in a matchbox than hide God in a man. God can make himself known. God shall make himself known. God could hide himself if he wanted to, but God wills to make himself known. And when God chooses to make himself known, you cannot stop him. Then number three, the timing of the natural birth. John chapter number 16 and verse 21, the Bible says, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. The timing of the natural birth. A child does not choose the time of his natural birth, and a man does not merely choose the time of his new birth. It is a dangerous thing for a sinner to think that I'll just get saved anytime I want to get saved. When I get through sowing my wild oats, so to speak, then I'll get saved. It is a dangerous thing to try to put God off. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter number 3 and verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Thank the Lord, the Spirit, like the wind, blows in and stirs conviction in the heart of a man and draws the man to Christ. The sinner is to respond when the Lord is working in his heart and drawing him to Christ. In the book of John, chapter number 1, verses 12 and 13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. God must prepare the sinner to come to Christ. If God is calling you, if you're a sinner that is unsaved and God is calling you, you need to come while God is calling you, while God is drawing you to himself. I live in a hurricane-prone area, and sometimes I may see silly signs that people have put up telling a hurricane to go away. If a hurricane is headed in my direction, what good would it do for me to tell the hurricane to go away? To tell the hurricane I'm not ready right now. If you will, just come tomorrow, come next week. I don't tell the wind when to blow and where to blow. And I don't tell the Holy Spirit when to move and where to move. And the sinner is to come to Christ when God is moving him to come to Christ. And then consider number three, the joy because of the natural birth. The Bible says in John 16:21, a woman when she is in travail hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. The birth that came to pass through such sorrow results in joy when it is accomplished. When a person is born again, there are some evidences that that person has been born again. The Holy Spirit begins to produce fruit in that individual. I believe that immediately upon salvation, the person that has been saved is indwelt by the Holy Spirit and filled by the Holy Spirit. And someone might say, well, preacher, why would you say that a person that just got saved is filled with the Holy Spirit? There are two requirements for Holy Spirit filling. One is salvation, and the second is surrender. And of course, at the time of salvation, the person is surrendered to the Lord. Galatians chapter number 5, verses 22 and 23 tell the fruit of the Spirit, and the first three parts of the fruit of the Spirit that are listed are love, joy, and peace. When the sinner gets saved, immediately, the Holy Spirit stops causing that person to have that sorrow for his sin. The sorrow was meant to bring him unto salvation. God does not just simply make sinners miserable for no reason, but he causes them to have a sorrow for a purpose, and that is so that they can repent unto salvation. And so you can expect when a person gets saved that immediately there is going to be a peace that comes. A peace, at least in part, because of the cessation of the Holy Spirit causing that sorrow. Let me speak briefly concerning children contrasted to adults at the time of the new birth. In the book of Mark, chapter 10 and verse 15, the Bible says, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." For anyone to get saved, that person must come to Christ as a little child. And I think it is understandable for it to be easier for a person to come to Christ as a little child than to come to Christ as a sinner that has lived in sin for years. Now, I do not want you to misunderstand me there. The process is the same. There still must be the conviction, the preparation of the heart by the Holy Spirit. There still must be repentance and faith. But still, it is easier, I believe, for a little child to come to Christ as a little child than for a sin-hardened adult to come to Jesus Christ as a little child. If there is anyone that has been listening to this message and you wonder if you are truly saved, if you've truly been born again, let me prescribe to you two books to read prayerfully and repeatedly. Number one, the book of John, and number two, the book of 1 John. The book of John can help the sinner to come to salvation, and the book of 1 John can help the saved man know that he has eternal life.
Why not now? Why not now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.